This is No More Silence, a podcast dedicated to bringing an end to youth violence in Toledo. This is a youth-led podcast bringing high school and university students together with community leaders and experts to learn about the complex causes of youth violence. Experts will discuss initiatives in the city, trauma-informed communities, opportunity networks, the courage required of nonviolence, and much more. The podcast will bring to light youth experiences that stay hidden to the general community. Adults and youth will also share poetry considering the impact of adultism, which is an adult bias against youth. No More Silence is the result of the Ram Empowerment Project and Fearless Writers, two local programs fostering youth-led activism and knowledge creation. Welcome to episode 2 of No More Silence, Youth Leading the Charge, part 1. On this episode, TPS high school students will be discussing how violence has impacted them and what they see as possible solutions to the problem. The questions posed to each student in this episode were designed by high school students as part of their work in two youth-led advocacy programs, Fearless Writers, which we learned about in episode 1, which is a social justice creative writing mentoring program, and Ram Empowerment Project. Ram Empowerment Project is a collaboration between Rogers High School Community Hub, University Church, and the University of Toledo Social Work Program. The establishment of this project was funded by Greater Toledo Community Foundation. Students involved in Ram Empowerment received Youth Empowerment Solution training developed by the University of Michigan's Youth Violence Prevention Center and participated in the first annual Youth Summit to Prevent Gun Violence, a collaboration with Save Our Community, a program in the city of Toledo charged with interrupting gun violence before it happens. My name is Heather Cleary, and I am a faculty member of the Social Work Program at the University of Toledo and one of the founding members of Fearless Writers and an adult member of Ram Empowerment Project.
Episode 2, Part 1, Youth Leading the Charge.
On today's episode, Part 1 of Youth Leading the Charge, high school students will be sharing their stories about how violence has impacted them and what solutions they see for decreasing gun violence in Toledo. In part 2, youth will be speaking to experts on youth violence prevention to learn more about the problem and what is being done to decrease youth gun violence in the city of Toledo. According to the Center for Disease Control, guns were the leading cause of death for children under 19 in the United States in 2022. University of Michigan's Youth Violence Prevention Center points out that racism and economic disinvestment has undermined opportunity and contributed to rising firearm violence in cities across the U.S. Raising awareness about the root causes of gun violence is important in inspiring youth and communities to push for social change. No More Silence is one way in which youth in Toledo are hoping to get the word out to the community and inspire community members to come together in the fight to end violence in Toledo. Later, we will hear from Hyder and MacArthur in their own words about youth violence and what can be done about it. But first, here's Madeline and Sydney.
Hi, my name is Madeline Page, and I'm a senior at Rogers High School. Madeline Page, December 3rd, 2024, Alive and Well by Janae Aiko. Throughout the song, she is stating she is alive and well and to be well. She's aware of how she has made it through many days and thankful. The sounds bring peace and more meaning to the lyrics. It also makes listeners relax and have good thoughts.
So this piece that you wrote, what inspired you, or what are you hoping the audience will get from what you wrote?
I hope they get the message that she was trying to put out. Like, during the song, like, she's repeating the lyrics over and over, and it sounds like she's kind of manifesting it for herself and the listeners to be alive and well.
Is that something that you practice? Is that something, do you say things to try to manifest them?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some things that you say to yourself to inspire that kind of thing?
Most of the time I do it for, like, school and my grades, try to keep it up.
Yeah. Is there a certain phrase that you say, or?
No, like, it's just, like, whatever comes to mind. this school year, since it's my last year in high school, I'm trying to get all A's. So I'm just trying to manifest that I get all A's both semesters, which I did the first. Now we're in the second.
Do you see anything being done to stop violence in Toledo?
Not necessarily. I feel like the violence is getting worse, especially in the younger groups.
Can you give an example of how you're seeing that, or like what's the evidence that you have that it's getting worse?
I'm seeing a lot of fights and gun violence between kids.
And so where are you seeing that?
Like on social media or the news.
Anything recently or any example that you have that comes to mind when you think about social media or the news?
I don't know. Like, I just see when people start arguing and stuff like that, and it just gets really heated. And most of the time, it's not even about fighting anymore. It's about getting killed.
You're seeing videotapes of when things escalate on social media?
Yeah.
And that's stuff that you guys look at together, or you pass around, or you guys, how do you find those things?
Like people will argue on like Facebook or Snapchat, and like on Snapchat you can like make a post or record a video of you doing anything. You just like, when they post on their story, everybody can see it. So it just gets spread around like that.
What are your ideas to slow down gun violence?
I think that it should be harder to access guns. Like, yes, you have to be a certain age and stuff, but people get guns for kids now, so it's kind of harder to decipher why they're really getting the weapon.
Mm-hmm. There's ways to get, like, young people are able to access guns even when there's policies to try to keep that from happening.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're saying, because adults are sort of supporting that young people are getting the guns. Why do you think young people feel they need guns?
The reason that young people are getting guns is to fit in with groups, or if they're trying to be in a gang, or if they think they're trying to protect themselves or somebody else.
So, what training would you like to see that prepares you for the realities of guns and violence?
I feel like, since it's happening with children, like in schools, they should talk about it more, because they don't really talk about gun violence unless it's about like a school shooting or something, but that doesn't really happen in Toledo. So I feel like they should talk about that more. Mm-hmm. People or us, we don't really know what it's like for that to happen, because it hasn't happened to us yet. So we should be able to know like what to do.
Right. So what to do when things escalate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's also harder because a lot of school shooters go to the school or have been in the school, and they know what the plan is. So
you guys get prepared for, you do regular drills to protect you from like a school shooter.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's not super comforting.
No, not really.
When you think that it might be somebody that is a student at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you think there should be more discussion. What would you like to see included in that discussion so that you would feel safe or you would feel prepared?
I just feel like anything about the situation wouldn't be comforting to anybody. Like, going through that would be uncomfortable to everybody in the school.
Yeah, so it would be a topic that would be uncomfortable for the students and uncomfortable for the teachers and principals. Yeah. So it's hard to sort of envision what it would look like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So some kind of guidance so that it's not like a hidden thing or a secret thing, but that you can have open conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be better than nothing at all.
Yeah. So if you were a part of one of those open conversations, what do you think some of the questions you would ask would be?
I would ask, like, what would our school district do or try to do to prevent stuff like that? Because we have metal detectors, but in the past that hasn't helped because people have been able to get weapons in here, so higher security. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sydney Savagelli, and I am a senior at Rogers High School. Sydney Savagelli, lose to win. Love, an intense feeling of deep affection. The amount of love you can have for someone can be overwhelming. Love can make you feel like you're living in a dream. Sometimes love can be a negative thing. You can love someone so much that you can't see the bad in them. Love can cause your heart to shatter into a billion pieces. Love.
Why do you think gun violence is an avoided topic?
I believe that gun violence is an avoided topic because parents are fearful to speak about it with their children, and fearful things, like we don't talk about things that we're not supposed to necessarily say. Like, there's a lot of avoidance with that topic in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think the reason is it's become sort of one of those taboo topics?
It's just like we're fearful of saying the wrong thing. Someone's feelings might get hurt, or it might just scare the children in general. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it needs to be a scare tactic because that might be the only way that it can stop it from happening.
So if we talk about gun violence, it might make kids feel even more scared than they already do. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you think kids don't talk to parents, though? Why do you think that kids might avoid the topic with their parents?
They might believe that it might make an awkward situation with their parents. Like, some things children don't talk to their parents about, and I understand why, as a child myself, that it's hard to talk about certain things with your parents.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas on why gun violence might be really hard to talk to your parents about?
They might feel like the children might feel like the parents might assume that they're in some gun violence situation, things of that nature.
Yeah, so any kind of curiosity might mean like bring cause fear for the parents that you're involved with something violent.
Yes, we don't want to make it seem like our parent, like that we're in something that we shouldn't be into.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would inspire you to be a part of youth advocacy to prevent youth violence?
Every day I wonder if, like, as it comes out in the news, I wonder if I know the person who has been affected by gun violence. And I really don't like the feeling of being scared that it might be someone that I know. So I would try to advocate more for the youth and just to show adults the perspective that we have of what is happening around us.
What do you think adults don't get about youth experience of violence?
I just feel like they don't think that we see it as often as they do, but we see it almost every day. There's a lot of violence, especially just coming to school and fights break out. There's a lot of violence around us, even at school.
Mm-hmm. So it's not something you're being guarded from. You're actually seeing it.
Yes, and they don't believe that we see it every day.
Yeah. Besides the sort of conflicts that happen at school, are you seeing violence in other places?
Yes, TV shows, social media, pretty much everywhere you look, there's some sort of violence taking place.
Mm-hmm. So it's very much something that's a part of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. You talked a little bit about being fearful that somebody that you care about or that you know is going to get hurt. Do you think that's true for your peers as well?
Yes, because I just feel like we never know what might happen to someone as soon as they step out of the building, because it's just such a dangerous and violent world, especially to children.
For people that aren't familiar with what it might be like outside of school for young people in Toledo, when you're saying it's sort of a scary spot for young people, what do you mean by that?
Well, as a girl especially, and I drive, like, when I leave work at night, like, it's scary. Like, someone might pop out from behind somewhere that I can't see. Like, it's very scary. Just not knowing what's around you, especially, could be extremely dangerous. And just the whole area in general, no matter where you go in Toledo, it's just not the best place to be.
Mm-hmm. What can we do to teach about nonviolence?
We could teach love instead of hate. I feel like people have a lot of hatred towards others instead of loving each other. And we're all human, so we should all love each other, period. I feel like the adults can listen to the children, but the children can also listen to the adults. There's ways that we can teach each other how to be not violent. Just listening and paying attention to everything that's happening around you is going to be a key factor in becoming a nonviolent city.
My name is Haider Al-Hajri, and I'm a senior at Rogers High School. I realize you give power to people's words, and you allow it to affect your psyche. If you're offended, you have given it power, so don't give respect, but ignore it. And dismiss it. Dismiss the foolish claims your emotion sparks, and gives life to words. When I read this, I remember my dad always saying that, like, don't let people affect your thoughts and, like, how you act, you know what I mean? So this is kind of like one of those that I wanted to write down. Maybe, like, share some knowledge, I guess, but my neighborhood isn't necessarily violent. At least, like, my apartment complex, right? But I'm not really seeing it around me, like, in neighborhoods and, well, in my neighborhood, if I should put it like that. But in school, there's a lot, you know what I mean? Especially in Rogers. From students to even parents arguing at each other. Kids versus kids, parents versus parents, you know what I mean? Yeah, violent, like hitting each other, you know, not like just speaking, but behavioral issues, stuff like that. I've been in a violent situation before. I'm not going to say their name because I don't think it should be out there, but I mean, I didn't even put it out there, but yeah, it's just a lot of ignorance, you know what I mean? It's like not seeing the other person's side, just that miscommunication. And it's like the hormones, you know what I mean? Like, there's some scientists out there that could probably explain it, you know what I mean? Probably someone said your hair doesn't look good, you know what I mean? Something like that, right? And that probably affects their, like, friendship with somebody, yeah. Social status, right? Maybe kids don't see, like, the little things, or they don't see the other person's, like, side to it, yeah. There is this organization that I heard about, like, it's called Tackle. I know it's here at Rogers, and they have, like, a little classroom, I think. They help out a lot. I know some kids go there when they're having trouble. Like, they'll call you down and be like, can I have, blah, blah, to the room, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I heard it's, like, a behavioral health thing. And that's good. That's amazing. Sometimes I need help with my behavior, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm not, you know, right with it, but I try to keep myself in line, and maybe some people don't have that, you know what I mean? That check, so.
Thank you.
I try to really think about the situation. And if I'm, like, really hot, like, angry, or, you know what I mean? And it's like, dang, am I really, like, this angry? Like, you know what I mean? It's like a reflective outlook. It's like, is it that serious? I mean, if it's that serious, I should probably get an adult. You know what I mean? I should find other solutions. Try not to get violent. That should never be a thing. You know what I mean? What I see being done to stop violence in Toledo is after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Club. That's everywhere. Like, I have one right next to me. It's my little apartment building, so I don't know if other parts of Toledo have it as good as me, but I guess I would say I'm pretty privileged in the sense of not seeing the violence, but there's definitely, there is a Boys and Girls Club at the school, so maybe like an after school thing, you go there, not having to see violence in your neighborhood, so it could be like a good way to put yourself out there and to avoid violence. So, my ideas to stop gun violence are just avoiding gang activity, learning about gun safety, stuff like that. I mean, avoiding gun violence is, I mean, I could just say that, but then is it, like, that easy, you know what I mean, just avoid gun violence? Maybe, like, find a friend group that isn't supportive of that. Try to get yourself out of bad environments. I think that's one way to stop gun violence and just violence in general. From what I've heard, you're just kind of born into it. Your parents are into it. Might be like your dad is a gang member. He went to prison. Now it's you and your mom. And what are you left with? And you gotta sell drugs, you know what I mean? Honestly, it's just getting proper education. Finding out and just trying to break that cycle, because it really is just trying to get money. Mm-hmm. Right? Selling drugs is for money. It's hard when you're young. So you take the easiest path, maybe the most dangerous too, just to get money. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to grow up and find your job. Gun violence isn't really a quick fix. this stuff takes a council, you know what I mean? So it takes time. It's not a 1 minute phone call. You know what I mean? It's not a quicker fixer, you know what I mean? This is generation from generation, you know, trauma from things like that. Gang violence is big. So it takes time to try to end that cycle.
Hi, my name is MacArthur Johnson, and I am a senior at Rogers High School. September 24, 2024. Keep Your Head Up, written by Tupac, is exactly as the title implies, where Tupac asks the question, why? Why do we hurt women, knowing they go through the struggles too? Harboring a child, saying it's going to be okay. How fathers aren't always going to be there, but things are going to get better. What honestly inspired me and what I was trying to get people to understand was like, Tupac, I feel like this was a message from Tupac of sorts, you know, keep your head up. And I guess like him saying that consistently throughout the song, it was kind of like saying that to everybody, like, hey, we know you go through troubles. We know you have things going on in life. We know mothers are going through hardships and fathers are figuring out what to do, how to support their family, stuff like that. We understand all that, but we understand you just have to keep your head up. It's going to get better. You know, you got to push. It's going to be a long journey, but it's going to get better. I think the catalyst or spark that starts violence starts at home. I feel like if parents are arguing or if their household isn't really stable, that kind of like trickles down to the child and kind of just like leads off to the children, making them feel all sorts of negative emotions, or they don't know how to express themselves or how to really explain it. So they kind of just, I guess, portray it in a negative way towards their peers, the people around them. I think that's where it starts. How I help my friend to basically deal with his anger is to talk. God bless his soul. He had lost his parents and he's adopted. I feel like that sort of like new love and new understanding of the people that's supposed to be protecting him, his new guardians, I feel like that sort of just like made him angry, made him very sad inside, and he was just always mad for some reason. I don't know. I feel like me having that talk with him and him explaining it, he didn't know what to do in that case and how to express himself. I felt like that I could really understand him and be like, okay, I understand why you're acting this way, why you seem this way. I feel we can get rid of guns or limit access to guns by, I feel like those with a negative charge or those who've been placed in jail or juvie, etc. I feel like those type of people are the ones that we should like prevent entirely, because if I'm not mistaken, someone can get out of jail and then decide to go get their guns license like a couple months or a couple weeks later if they wanted to. So I mean, I understand the fact that it's the people's right and they have the right to own a weapon, but at the same time, but it can go both ways. It can definitely go both ways. Some people are in jail for reasons that's not their fault, misjudge, stuff like that. I feel like those type of people too. I mean, at the same time, they may seem innocent, but I feel like that's not fair for them as well. Mm-hmm. So I understand that point of view as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very complex. You can try to argue against it, and at the same time, someone brings up another point of view that you never really thought about. So it's a complex issue, not an easy solution. Be aware. Be very aware, because you never know the people around you who laugh and joke with you all day. They may be dealing with some stuff at home or maybe dealing with stuff in general. And that not only your peers, but it could be strangers as well, because you never know. One day that person, you might be looking at that person in the eye, and then the next day, self-explanatory. I would say if you know someone is just outright negative, like you can't really get to that person by talking to that person, or you know this person has very bad intentions, it would be best for you to just stay clear. You have to be aware of that. You have to pick up on that, like, hey, I don't want to put myself in a situation where in the future something comes up and I'm either getting hurt or somebody else is getting hurt. You know, if you know someone is having a bad day, someone is going through them, it wouldn't hurt to just go up to them, give them a hug. Hey, you need somebody to talk to. Hey, how's everything going? Just simply talking. Because I feel like, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to spread some positivity in the world. I mean, that's the motto I tend to go by nowadays. You know, the world is already a messed up place. Why not shed some positivity in it? So.
We would like to thank WGTE and the producer of Voices Around Us, Chris Pfeiffer, for the opportunity to share our stories. Thank you to AVID program at Rogers High School, particularly Bridget Smith, who has been the lead teacher supporting Fearless Writers. Thank you to Jeanette Utter and Tina DeBoard for supporting this episode, both at Rogers High School. Please join us for episode 3, where we talk with a TPS principal and veteran high school teachers about the shifts they have seen in youth violence and the ways they are creating youth-centered school cultures and are developing youth civic leadership in the city of Toledo. To find out more and listen to other episodes, visit wgte.org/nomoresilence. I am Heather Cleary, and you have been listening to No More Silence.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.